My friends, we are going to grow and get better together. This is not about me. This is about us. Welcome to Win Today with Johnny Martin.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Win Today with your boy, Johnny Martin. I am excited to be back with you this week. I again want to thank all of you for your continued support of the podcast as we work to grow and get better together. This is going to be another week, hopefully, of growth, of change, as we continue to fill the pages of our book with the stuff that fuels us, helps us grow. So again, I can't thank you enough for your continued support of the work that I'm trying to do and the work that we all collectively are trying to do to grow and get better. I want to share a concept with you that I've been working on for a long time now. You know, there's this notion that if you have ever seen or gone to a therapist or a coach, even in today's day and age, there's still a huge stigma attached for some people of going to talk to somebody to help gain a different perspective on issues that we struggle with, or even issues that we would like to do a better job of managing. So it's not always about, I need to talk to somebody because my world is falling apart, or I can't sleep at night, or my anxiety is out of control. Sometimes people go to therapists or coaches to help them view their world and their journey through a different lens. Somebody who's unbiased, somebody who can give them an honest assessment of some of the things they may be doing right, and also giving them the opportunity to walk into the uncomfortable stuff, to learn to dance with that fear, as we've talked about in previous episodes. So just like many of you, a lot of the things I share with you don't just come from my professional work and my work as a coach with clients and corporations and folks from all over the country, but so much of this stuff comes from my own personal work, my own personal growth in working to change that data that I've built up, that we've all built up over my entire life. And so that's what I want to talk to everybody about today. How do we change some of that data? And I think the first thing that we all have to stop and recognize is, what do I mean by data? What does that data look like? And then I want to share a specific example with you with a gentleman that I worked with today across the country, where we're working on some of this stuff together. But what I mean by data is, that's all the stuff that we collected in our heads that became our reality, that became our fact, that became our truth. So all of the things that we learned from mom and dad, or parents or guardians, or the environment that we grew up in, that is what I mean by the data. The data sometimes can be really good, and it can fuel us to continue to stay on the positive track that we're on. But where a lot of us get hung up, and where I realized that I was hung up for a long time and still am, still working on it every day, is working to change some of that data that has stood in my way. So an example of that for me would be some of my insecurities. Why was traditionally my typical response to conflict or difficult discussions, especially with people close to me, was to lash out in anger, to be very short-fused, and to immediately try to be the biggest, strongest person in the room and stifle that argument with yelling and screaming, a loud voice, an immediate stoppage of whatever that conflict was. And as I've worked on my own journey and worked on my own growth, I learned that. I developed that over time because me, just like all of us, when stuff gets tough, our natural reaction is to revert back to a place that is safe and comfortable. So that's what I did. That was my data. I did not know how to access any new data. So when I work with new clients or new groups, one of the first things that we really dig into and get to talking about is their family of origin, their history. Because in order for us to grow and get better, we have to take an honest look at where we come from. Because where we come from shapes a lot of the decisions that we make every single day. That's where we compile our data, right, wrong, or indifferent. So today I had a chance to talk to a gentleman. He's a husband, he's a father, raising a beautiful family, and he reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'd like to take some time and talk to you today because I am feeling as good as I've ever felt before, but it feels really, really strange to feel this good. And I can't point to anything specific that's going wrong in my life. My family's healthy. I feel like I'm on a good path. But I've never felt this way before, and I've never felt this way before this consistently. And it just feels weird. And I'm afraid that I'm not being true to myself and being authentic because I've never felt this good before." It was almost as if he was trying to run away from feeling really good. So we talked on the phone for a long time. And again, when you look at this man's history, his data was never or very, very rarely surrounded by anything positive, nurturing, loving, supportive, communicative. In fact, it was just the opposite. It was traumatic, violent, short-tempered. All of the things that filled his data bank with the stuff that he took with him and filled that backpack with as he moved in to his adult life. And so one of the things that we talked a lot about today was you are feeling uncomfortable because you are doing the work and these feelings are new. You want to do what all of us do when we're feeling uncomfortable. You want to revert back to what is safe. And safety for you was to be the biggest, strongest, most violent person in the room. And that was your armor. You kept everybody away by being that person. And what you are uncomfortable with now is finding peace in being peaceful. Your peace in the past came from being chaotic. That's where you felt the calmest. During the storm is when you felt the most at ease. It's when you felt like you did your best work until you couldn't take it anymore. And now this young man has done the work for several months of working to change the data, and it's starting to change his life. And it's scary because it's new. This notion that he can be a peaceful warrior, a peaceful man, a peaceful father. For him, somehow, the struggle is, does that make me weak? And what I explained to him was there is a huge difference between being peaceful and being weak. But I think a really clear example of what a lot of us struggle with in working to change that data. So a suggestion that I would make for you this week is to jot down one or two things that have been pretty consistent themes in your life that you think have slowed you down, held you back, interfered with relationships, or things that people that you love and trust the most have shared with you as areas that you need to work to do a better job of developing. And then take a look at your family history. Take a look at where you think this stuff comes from. And think about some small things that you can do every day. We talk all the time about doing the daily work. Think about some small things that you can do every day to work to change that data. The key is to be consistent. You will not change the data overnight because it was not created overnight. But if you do the daily work, you're going to start to see that your attitudes, that your behaviors, and that your actions start to reflect that new data. We can't erase the pages in the book, but we certainly all have the ability and the power to write new ones each and every day. I wish you all a beautiful week of growth. Until next time, take care of those you love. Let them know you love them. I'm out.
Thank you to Seven Roads Media for producing the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Without you, I cannot continue to do what I love. You can follow me personally on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real John C. Martin. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with comments and questions after each episode. Your comments push me to get better every day. As always, thank you for your continued support, and don't forget, win today.